Fit and Healthy Kids, an early childhood podcast.
Hello from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. This is LaDonna Wirth and Lisa Pupp, extension educators in the field of early childhood. We are here to talk about the littles in your life. As a parent, we may see our children behave in ways that doesn't make sense, and we ask ourselves, why does she keep doing that? As a parent, we may become very frustrated, especially when it seems like it should be easy for our children to figure out on her own.
In moments like this, it is important to remember that children continue to use a behavior because it works. Your child's behavior is a powerful communication tool that she uses to tell you what she needs or what she wants. So sometimes when a child does not know the appropriate way, such as the words to use, sign language, or even pointing to pictures to express her needs or wants, she may use challenging behavior, like hitting, screaming, or spitting, to communicate. Challenging behavior gives children the ability to send a message in a fast and powerful way. Children will use challenging behavior to communicate until they learn new or even more appropriate ways to express their wants and needs. To change the behavior, it is so important for you to first discover what is causing the behavior. If you know why your child is choosing a behavior, you can then teach her to communicate her wants and needs in a new way that everyone can feel good about.
Why do children use these challenging behaviors?
They use it to get something, such as attention, a toy, or even a nap, or to get out of doing something, such as going to bed, eating a new food, or getting buckled in the car seat.
I hear there is a four-step process we can take to try and figure out why our children are having challenging behaviors.
Yes. First, observe. Pay careful attention to what is happening when your child displays this challenging behavior. And second, keep track of when the behavior occurs. Do you always see the behaviors just before nap time? Perhaps your child is tired and you can change your routine to include errands in the morning and quiet at-home activities before nap time. Next, brainstorm ideas about what your child is trying to get or avoid doing by challenging behavior. The more you watch your child, the more you will be able to narrow your list down to a few possible reasons why the behavior is occurring. And finally, once you have an understanding of why your child chooses to use this challenging behavior, you can teach him a new way to behave in that situation.
How can we help our children learn a new behavior?
Well, many families use puppets, dolls, or other toys to act out the new skill with their child. So, for example, you can make the doll say, "I really want to play outside. I want to open the door and run. But Mommy says I need to wait for her. I won't scream. I will say, 'Hurry up, Mommy. I am ready to play.'" You can also read books. Children often tell you how they are feeling when they are trying to guess how others are feeling. Ask your child questions about a character in a book as a way to start to talk about your child's own behavior.
I have heard some parents talk with their children before a situation may happen. What do you think about that?
Yes. Sometimes children simply want to know about what is planned ahead of time or to be included in the planning. Parents' schedules are so busy, and you often need to get things done quickly. However, quick transitions can feel overwhelming to young children. If you take a few minutes to include your child in the plan, you will likely see a dramatic decrease in challenging behavior.
Lisa, why is it important for us to understand our child's behavior?
Well, the more familiar you are with how your child reacts to everyday situations, the easier it's going to be for you to teach him appropriate ways to deal with challenges, like frustration, stress, or even being tired. Children who learn how to manage these situations feel more confident and are less likely to use challenging behavior to communicate their needs.
As a parent, it can be fun and rewarding to figure out what our child is thinking and why. Then we can guide our children through their challenging behavior. This has been LaDonna and Lisa with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Until next time, enjoy your family time together.
Zit and Healthy Kids is a co-production of Nebraska Extension, Georgia Extension, Kansas State Extension, South Dakota State Extension, and the Iowa Child Care Resource and Referral.